So some threats to our Constitution obviously become our Congress. Anytime legislators get together, they like to whittle away our freedoms. So Congress is one. Administrations that are anti-gun are another. We've had those in the past. Judiciary, bad lawmaking by the bench can throw it off. We've got a Supreme Court Justice, Ruth Ginsburg, who believes that we ought to be incorporating global law, laws of other countries, when we look at our decisions here. Well, that's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to look back onto the Constitution as the guiding light for America. We've also got treaties like the UN Treaty. The reason we oppose it so vehemently is that the UN Treaty called for any gun that could be exported to be registered in that state or that country. So we're opposed to gun registration. We don't want the government officials knowing where all the guns are. That's what we were founded on, and that ensures our freedom. Globalists are politicians who would cede our sovereignty to other nations or other entities like the UN. We no longer manage the Internet, for example. That's been given over to the International Committee on Networking. So that was given up. Head of the ICANN sat in front of Congress and was asked a direct question: would you recognize the right of the Americans to have free speech, the right for Americans to have free speech? And he answered no. So that's where we're at. But it was still given to ICANN to manage now as part of this global community or global initiative.